Oh, yes.
And Germany was closed already at that time. And so the opportunities for operas were indeed null.
Right. And somehow a text from Rabelais might have been a little difficult to sell in an opera house.
Yeah.
In the year 1932, we can begin with another kind of composition altogether, a fascinating work which sadly exists today only in skeletal form, and that's the Kleine Messe. This is an early example of Eric's sacred music, and something that's fascinating to me, of course, in view of what was to happen in his American production, is that here he's setting the traditional Christian Mass text. Was it the drama of the text that appealed?
I think it was the drama. The text of the Mass in its simplicity contains a marvelous dramatic story.
Yes.
And it has really all the ingredients of a first-class textbook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean text, libretto, but I mean this textbook.
Yes.
And So, in his desperation of having somebody write him a real operatic text, he found the Mass, and it helped him express this dramatic flair of his and this urge to do dramatic music.
Yes.
And I love the Mass, and it is really a great shame that it is lost and cannot be performed. Because I think it has very, very beautiful spots in it.
Oh, yes.
Was, of course, in Latin, and Eric didn't know Latin.
Huh?
And I think he had found friends, and perhaps I helped too, I don't remember, to tell him about what it meant.
I see.
But it is, for instance, characteristic... Oh, thank you.